Good day to everyone. So let's begin by this short prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessing in our life. Truly, you are our God, whom we are going to serve forever and ever. Thank you, and reveal to us and prophesy in our midst. In your name we say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, as you can see in your screen right now, John chapter 1, verse 12, and 13. Now, reading from CWSB, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believes on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Now, we can see here from our past lesson. Our past lessons told us that we are being redeemed or saved from perdition or from sin. Now, as we are being redeemed, we are now reconciled or restored. What is that first thing that is being restored in our life once we are being saved or redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ? First and foremost, we can see from this verse, it says, "But as many," so note that as many, there's no limits, there's no quantity or a certain quantity that will be saved. It's not limited, it is unlimited. It says, "As many as received him, to them gave he the power of the power, no, to become sons of God." Remember this, no? The power here means in Greek is exousia or authority. It is permissible, allowed, authority, right, liberty, and power. So that is exousia. If we will put it here, no, to them gave he the right, no? He is permitted. He has now the authority to become sons of God. So the first thing that will be restored in our life as we are being redeemed is going back again of becoming sons of God. That's why we will see now in First Peter, no, you will see in, excuse me, First Peter chapter 1 verse 3, okay, says, okay, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again, you know, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." It's very clear here, no? Begotten again, no? Tayo'y pinanganak muli, or in terms we will see this defined definition. First, to beget again or regenerate. Now, take note, no? Regenerate in the past and again. Nomai, to be begotten again. Regenerated. That is equivalent to being a child of God. Now, that's why in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, "For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So in means in a position or location, in, not outside of Christ, in Christ. Remember, Jesus is the image of God. So it says in Genesis chapter 1, we are created in the image and after his likeness. So once we become sons of God, the second thing that will come into us or is being in the image. We are now restored in the image of God. So As sons, we are in the image of God. That's why in John chapter 1, 12 and 13, in John chapter 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and that the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So, yeah, the one thing that shows as children of God, we begin to love because God is love. Since we are his children, the manifestation of sonship is the loves. It says here, loveth, we begin to love our brother. No, we begin, of course, loving God above all. So, therefore, since God is love, that is one of his image that will manifest in our life. No, hatred, no? Or killing in mind or in spirit or physically is no longer in our heart, but loving. No? So, therefore, we can see now, or to be born from above, that is John chapter 3, verse 3. We will be emphasizing that in the next lesson. Born from above, that is born again, becoming a qualitatively new what? Creation. That is written in, let's go to chapter 5, verse 16. Okay, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things becomes new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world into himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them that had committed. Now take note, committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, last verse. Now then, we are ambassador of Christ. Now, we will tackle the rest of it, but what is being pushed here, or being the focus of the very thing that will happen once we are restored, or the part of restoration once we are saved, is sonship. Then we become coming into the image of God, that is God is love. And again, since God is spirit, we now live in the spirit, no? Because we are not born of the will of man, but a will of flesh, but it is the will of God. So it is the will of God for us to be his sons. It is the will of God to be in his image, that is to love and living in the spirit. And it is will for us to be saved out of the claw and bondage of the devil, who is the murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. So therefore, God's will for us is in the truth. We are begotten again. It says, no, begotten again. There's no such thing as a word as again if we need not to be born again. So it says again. So therefore, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's why we must be born again. That is, born as sons of God, loving God, in the Spirit, saved, no longer in bondage of sin, and of course, as Jesus, as our Lord in our life. So, brothers and sisters, as I conclude these things, let's tackle the other issue of this restoration or reconciliation, being as sons of God. Now, we will give emphasis on the next topic in terms of the spiritual living and our ministry, reconciling the world to God. So thank you and good day. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for this word, and truly we receive you in our heart, as our Lord and Savior. We want to be your sons and daughter. So therefore, Lord, we trust in you. We commit our life to you. We want to be with you forever, not just for today. Our life are designed to be with you. We are not called to perdition. We are called to life. That's why you have said, I have come to give you life and to have it abundantly. So thank you, Lord, for this greatest opportunity, knowing your word. So we are here to follow you forever and ever. In your name we say, amen. So see you next time. In Jesus' name, amen.